consider all the world thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art,
how great thou art,
how great thou art,
how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.
Sings my soul,
how great thou art.
Meridian's News Talk 1010 MOX. Welcome back to the morning show. Fourth and final hour. It's 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. Bill Smith in with you, along with
Dumpster Dog and
Paul Tarver,
the Guru.
Welcome back, everybody. And we look forward to hearing from you this morning. And all you have to do is call these numbers, 693-1891, 693-1010. Email this morning, show at WMOX.net, fax 43-1010. That's how to be part of the program, be part of the fun.
In case anybody didn't know, that was Tennessee Ernie Ford singing How Great Thou Art.
And you have a couple from on the CD from our by Tennessee Ernie Ford. And the other one was Let There Be Peace in the Valley.
Peace
is that right?
Valley. Yeah, it was a hard decision to figure out what to start with, but we figured we'd start with that.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Yes, Paul.
Yes.
At one time, there was a quartet called the Thrasher Brothers from Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And they were great.
Mm-hmm.
And just all of a sudden, they disbanded. And I don't know why.
I don't know. You know, during the heyday of the Southern Gospel Quartet running the circuit in the Southeast, in particular, there were a lot of not... I don't want to say small bands, but because they had large followings in the areas they went.
Yeah.
But you may have a band that's put together. Like, for example, I used to know a guy named Jeff Steele that had a band called the Steele Family. And he's up now in Nashville, and they've been running for years. But I remember back in the day, I mean, they allowed us to have a member change or something like that, and it can really put a bind on a band. For that matter, you could have the person that started the band. A lot of times there would be one person that started the group that for whatever reason – left, and it just lost momentum. So, I don't know that there was anything.
Well, I don't know what happened to them, because we'd hear they was going to be within 100 miles of Meridian. We'd get in our car, and here we'd go.
But, you know, I remember those days. I remember when you'd hear that so-and-so was going to be, you know, when I grew up in Jackson, of course, you'd hear somebody in Crystal Springs or Macomb or McGee or, you know, wherever, you know, and it wasn't anything. You loaded up.
Right.
You know, you loaded up the car and headed down, and you grabbed some fast food on the way if you could find a Dairy Queen and maybe an ice cream cone, and you headed to the sing down at the church.
You did. and thoroughly enjoyed it and waiting for the next time you could get in the car and take off.
Absolutely, and it was a great little mini vacation for families, I guess,
it was
a great way to do things together. And, you know, they say the family that prays together stays together. It worked for us, but, you know, I just don't see people they wait till they have, like, a, you know, and this is no disrespect to the Riley Center or anything, but they wait till there's some big name coming to an area. I'm so grateful that MOX gives these churches that have these groups like the Liberty.
Yeah, they're good.
You know, it gives those guys airtime to say, hey, we're going to be at this church at such and such a time, because I think that's a good time. I think that's fun.
It is.
And it's spiritually, what's the word, edifying.
Right, right. Well, I tell you what, I had much rather hear some quartets singing than some people that say they're preachers and get up and try to give a sermon.
Well,
I don't know. It's just something in these songs.
You know, Dumpster and Bill brought up earlier in the show about how, and maybe it was Bill that said this specifically, but how direct the song speaks to what they're trying to say. You know, mm-hmm. It goes directly to the heart of the matter. They don't waste a whole lot of time on getting anywhere. It's right to the heart of what they're talking about.
I agree with them wholeheartedly. Well, I'll hang up and let someone else talk.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Good morning.
David.
How y'all doing today?
Good.
Paul told me the other night he's working on a pretty good show for this week. He was right.
Thank you, David.
And, you know, me and Dumpster go to the same church. And,
yeah, we do.
And we go to the early service. It has contemporary music. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy the contemporary music, but, you know, it wouldn't bother me if they'd sneak in an old Rugged Cross or How Great Thou Art or something like that.
I agree.
But what does that mean, then? Because there are different types of contemporary music. What do you mean? Say it's your
well,
service.
You're talking
What's
about, you asked about contemporary music earlier. Were you talking about contemporary music or really the contemporary service?
Well, contemporary services and contemporary music.
Mm-hmm.
Our church is called a contemporary service, and they sing contemporary music.
Yeah.
Meaning that they don't sing any of the old standards.
No.
Okay. I got you.
Very few of them.
And I think, you know, they aim at the younger people and all that sort of thing,
sure.
I guess. And,
well, I think
some of these songs, you know, Old Rugged Cross, How Great Thou Art, and all that, that transcends all generations.
Sure.
All younger
sure.
people How, like that, too.
Power in the Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
It wouldn't hurt at all to sing some of those, David. I agree
no,
with
wouldn't.
You. Right.
Of course, we don't hardly have him. Your son-in-law can't sing like Tennessee Ernie Ford.
No, he can't get down like that. Dr. Woody Davis might go.
Yeah, he could, yeah. But I'd enjoy it if they'd sneak one of those in every now and then.
Absolutely. I think the whole congregation would.
Well, let me tell you something that I find interesting that at our church. Now, you said you were at Central,
mm-hmm.
and we're at Lauderdale United Methodist. And one of the things that I find interesting is I listen to the audience a lot of times, and you can always tell when it's an old standard because the audience, when they're doing a congregational hymn, it's louder. It's
mm-hmm.
you know the audience gets into it, mm-hmm. and it's just the energy that comes from singing a song that you don't have to look at the words to sing it.
I was about to say the books go down.
The books go down. They look at it, they don't even look at the PowerPoint presentation. They just singing. You know when they they break out with Amazing Grace or I just think of a thousand of them.
Mm-hmm.
That just come to mind right off the top of my head, and it doesn't matter what. And I like the songs that are so. So well loved. It doesn't matter what denomination. Like when I was growing up, I'd go to my one side of my grandmother's on my father's side was Baptist, and we'd go to the Baptist church, and they'd sing certain songs. And then I'd go to my other side of my grandparents; they were Church of God, and they'd sing certain songs. Every once in a while, I'd catch one that they sung on both sides, and I thought, "There's a good one there."
Yeah, that's a crossover, right?
That's one of them good ones.
Uh-huh.
You know,
because you know most of them they play that off the wall music. Most time at our church, you know, you read the words off the wall.
Yeah,
right.
Well, and I don't know that that's a bad thing. I mean,
no, it's good. You know, and I guess it's kind of geared for the younger people, I suppose, and they seem to enjoy
well,
it.
But the
I
other
think,
thing,
like I say, if they sneak an old standard in there every now and then, I believe everybody would like that.
That's what I think David made the best point when he says that a lot of these classics, old standards, will transcend to younger people.
Mm-hmm.
My generation, I mean, that goes to from my grandparents, my great-grandparents.
Right.
They sound good to me, and they'll sound good to my children.
They need to be exposed to those. Mm-hmm. They need to hear them.
That's right. But see, that's all they sung when I was growing up. Now we hear it, and it's a special thing. You know, I really, every once in a while, I love the fact that our church makes an effort in our regular service to incorporate those old favorites. Mm-hmm. You know, every once in a while we do one that I don't know that well that I hadn't heard. But, man, when you can sure tell the difference when folks hit one that, you know, people like to sing Amazing mm-hmm. Grace.
Yeah.
They like to sing.
That's right. Volume goes up a couple of decibels.
Oh, absolutely. And, mm-hmm. and on Sunday morning when they're in full voice, boy, it sounds good, too.
Mm-hmm. And I enjoy watching on Mississippi MTV when they have these Elvis, you know, when they have these fundraising drives.
Oh, yeah.
They play that special about Elvis and his gospel music and
absolutely.
All that.
Right.
Yeah. My daddy hated Elvis except for his gospel music. He loved his gospel music.
Right. Right.
I can believe that.
Uh-huh. But I could watch that show every night, you know, that Elvis gospel special they have on MTV.
Me too.
That's why Elvis pulled a lot of people in, is through his gospel music and vice versa.
But that was the first music he's learned because his mama had him in church, and he talked about, you know, his mama taking him to church and listening to a lot of those songs that he put on a record is songs he heard sitting in the pew when he was a baby.
When he was a little boy.
That's right.
And some of these other groups, you know, the Oak Ridge Boys and Statler Brothers and all them, they started out as gospel.
That's right.
Jordanaires.
And the Jordanaires and
I forgot about the Jordanaires.
Mm-hmm.
All right, David.
Thanks, David.
Thanks for a lot. We appreciate
y'all have a good day.
All right.
All right, good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Well, I'm really enjoying the music.
Well, I'm glad.
And I want you to, call in the anniversary.
Yes, ma'am. Who's having one?
Marie and Ken Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-Y.
Okay.
20 years.
20 years, Marie and Ken Beatty, happy anniversary.
And I also want to say that, you know, we this is a wonderful time of the year. But it's also without Christ sending his son down to earth as a babe at Christmas, we wouldn't have this Easter today.
Right.
That's right.
And we just know that he did, and it was all in his plan.
Right.
And we have, in so doing that, we have a reason to celebrate this occasion too, because we can really say that he is alive. He's dead. He's alive.
Amen.
All praise right. God.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. That's funny she brought that up.
Yeah.
Since we were discussing it
earlier.
Before we even went on the air this morning.
That's right.
We talked about the...
which one was more important?
The same thing.
Easter or Christmas. And
we decided, so it was all sort of academic.
Academic question, but the bottom line is if you don't have both of those, you don't have Christianity.
That's exactly right. 25 or 14.
So you got to have that. Well, look, speaking of this, you know, we're here to play some music, and no gospel show would be complete without... Surprisingly enough, Hank Williams singing some gospel. He did a lot of gospel in his life. He wrote a lot of gospel songs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you play track number 10.
Is this what I think it is?
I don't know.
What do you think it is?
Well, we'll see.
We'll find out.
Here we go.
I wondered so aimless, life filled. Sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, the God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Wonder and stray, for straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
All right. It is what I thought it was.
Was that what you thought it was?
Absolutely.
Did I make your morning?
Hey, listen, and another song, you know, another redemption song. And I don't think there's anything like those songs that talk about people that are lost, and
finding a way,
and that reaches down and grabs you like those songs do.
That's right.
And but anyway, great song. Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
See if Paul's got by Red Foley, "Peace in the Valley."
I don't have Red Foley's version. I have Tennessee Ernie Ford's version.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good one, too. But that old Red, he really did a good job on it.
Well, I agree. If we've got some time, I will see about playing that a little bit later. I've got a few more I want to put on before we run out of time. But I will. We got Tennessee Ernie's version.
Okay. But all right, thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
See, that's
it.
The thing. Everybody's got their own favorites. Mm-hmm. It's just like anything else. But, you know, the favorite is the one that makes you – this feels like he's speaking to you,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And maybe unlike some of some other types of music, a lot of these classics and standards have been covered by many, many,
oh,
many
they
people.
Oh, they have.
So, everybody, you're right. Everybody has their favorite.
Did you ever watch Hee Haw?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I was a Hee Haw fan.
One of the greatest – gospel groups come out of Hee Haw. Did you ever hear the Hee Haw Gospel Quartet?
Mm-hmm.
Roy Clark, Grandpa Jones, Kenny. For the life of me, I still can't remember Kenny's last name. But
Kenny,
Big
I remember.
Kenny. Big
remember
old Kenny. Kenny.
Big old Kenny.
And he sang bass, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then Archie Campbell sung with them. And that was one of the finest gospel quartets. Didn't
Buck sing with them sometimes? Or
you
did
know,
he?
I think the members changed a little over uh-huh. the years. But I know the group that I remember, I knew Grandpa Jones was always in it, and Roy Clark was always in it. And I think the others sort of varied from time to time. But I believe the group I remember was Grandpa and Roy and Kenny and Archie was the ones I remembered. So I guess we'll take this. Oh, boy, folks, lighting up the phones.
Good morning. You're on the morning show. Welcome.
It was Kenny Price.
Kenny Price.
That's it.
Dumpster and I've been trying to remember it all morning.
I just want to tell you one thing. If you really want to sit in your driveway and burn up some $3 gas, get Michael Combs' CD, Not For Sale,
uh-huh.
and listen to Drinking From My Saucer.
Oh, really?
That will make you weep.
Mm. All right.
It is terrific.
Drinking From My Saucer.
Drinking From
right.
My
Michael
Saucer
Combs.
By Michael Combs. And it's on the CD is called Not For Sale. And it's got some toe tapping stuff on there, but that Drinking From My Saucer is real special. Y'all need to get that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank y'all.
We appreciate
That's your
it.
Assignment,
for your show.
Paul.
All right.
I'll look it up.
Good morning. You're on the morning show. Welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Good
hey,
morning.
Jim.
And after Kenny Price died, Tennessee Ernie Ford sort of took his place.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that? I
and
didn't realize that.
And also Buck Owens was in the group. Of course, you mentioned.
Well, am I correct in saying that the members kind of changed from time to time, depending on what they were singing or what they? I mean, I don't remember it always being completely the same four every time.
Well, they changed a little bit, especially after Kenny Price died. I think Tennessee Ernie Ford came in and took his place. And I think Buck Owens was a regular in that group, too.
Well, I think it was one of the greatest things Hee-Haw ever did. I mean, you just had – there was so much, I don't know, truth in what they was doing. I mean, you could tell the folks that were singing the songs believed what they were singing anyway.
It was nothing but straight four-part harmony.
That's it.
With them.
Shape,
with
note.
Shape,
note, hymns, you know, that's what
right.
they did. I mean, they sung it just like you would sing it at your church.
No instruments, just straight out of harmony.
Well, I've got a couple of cuts that include instruments, but I think we're going to take this call, and then we're going to play a couple before we get out of here.
Okay, then.
Thanks,
Thank
Jim.
You, Jim.
Thanks.
Good morning. You're on the morning show. Welcome.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
I'm sure Paul knows that song and heard the song. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's what I feel when I hear the kind of music y'all playing this morning. It's
well,
wonderful.
Thank you. I am so glad you're enjoying it.
Thanks
Do
for,
it more often.
Thanks for calling. We All appreciate right. it. Bye-bye.
Bill, won't you play cut number four, please, sir? Maestro?
Yes, sir.
Director?
You tell me when.
Boss?
Program engineer.
Program engineer. What is it you call?
You want to lead in?
Number four. This is the Hee-Haw Gospel Quartet. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I'm reading this right. My eyes are getting not as good as they used to be. Yes, number four. This is Shall We Gather at the River by the Hee-Haw Gospel Quartet.
Shall we gather at the river where bright angel feet have trod with its crystal tide forever?
That's an okay, okay. That's an okay. Okay.
Were we on?
Yeah, we're on. We're always on.
Well, right. I didn't know that.
15 minutes before I.
Trying to do a little studio work here. I'm embarrassed now.
What? What do you mean?
Well, I didn't hear. I didn't know we were. I thought we were off air.
We were off the air.
Oh.
We were till we came back on the air.
Oh.
I mean, all you said was that you were going to, you wanted to get a couple more songs on.
Well, yeah, but. Anyway.
Hey, this is okay. It's live radio.
Listen, let's go straight to number 12. I want to switch over. I want to play a couple more of these. I want to get on the air before time goes out. This is the Gaither Vocal Band.
Morning, when the dark gives way to the light. Haven't you heard all I got to do in the walk I've made? the darkest way to the light. Haven't you heard all I got steel and walk my faith and not my sight? Little prayer, gotta get ready to replace that frown with a glorious smile. Joy comes in the morning after a while. Joy comes in the morning in the dark. In the dark is the way to the light. Oh, I got steel and walk my faith and never my sight.
Gazer Band. All right, let's move it on up. Let's go to the Florida Boys with I Feel Like Traveling On, number 8. Right. Please, sir.
Back on the air. Who is that again, Paul?
That was the Florida Boys.
Florida Boys.
Florida Boys, the Kingsmen, the Florida Boys. There's a lot of men's groups, but mm-hmm. there were also some strong women. We talked about Vestal,
mm-hmm.
Goodman earlier. We talked about Dottie Rambo. And yeah. Dottie Rambo, by the way, if anybody wants to do their research on her, she's one of the most prolific songwriters of all
really?
Time.
Really?
Absolutely.
We've got a lot of good music on this morning.
Yes, we have.
How many Gaithers are in the Gaither family?
I have no clue, but I tell you, they are actually bringing back a lot of this Southern gospel with the Gaither family reunion shows mm-hmm. where they bring in people from all these different groups.
Who did it start with? Bill and his
Bill and
his wife?
His wife, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids are involved and everything else. But every once in a while, you get to catch one of those Gaither family reunions on CMT or mm-hmm. one of those channels. I encourage you to watch that. And you know, folks like Ricky Skaggs and Ralph Stanley and, you know, some great gospel singers that have just, you know, been out there forever.
Who was on the first song, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Who was on it?
On
Ricky
that song,
Skaggs, I
well,
know.
Johnny Cash opened the song. Roy Acuff sang the second verse. Mm-hmm. Ricky Skaggs sang on that song. Levon Helm sang on that song, who's from the band.
Right,
you know,
wow.
Those guys. Roseanne Cash sang in the background on that. Emmylou Harris was on that. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is what put that together. That's actually on a record from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
That was a great
version. Which would have
version.
Included Vince Gill mm-hmm. at some point.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Vince Gill used to sing with the Nitty Gritty. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, all of those come together in frankly, what the ultimate situation is with a gospel song is they all ask one question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When they get to the heart of the matter, they all ask one question, and the question I think is an obvious one, and I think we will go out with the Statler Brothers doing When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, because I think ultimately that's the question is, will you be on that roll when it's called? And so I've enjoyed it, guys. Thanks for letting me come in and do this on this Easter special show, and Golly, oh, man, we had a good time
Tarver,
today.
It was great.
Yeah, happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter.
And hope y'all have a good one.
I think you made a lot of people's day.
I hope so.
You did.
On a rainy, started rainy, and I hope it turns out good for
us. Sunshining out there.
Well,
it's a good omen.
That's a good omen.
Hey, thanks, Paul Tarver, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate it. Here
when
we go.
When to roll. All right. When the trumpet of the Lord shall, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder,